so we have like 20 digital recorders. Like unbelievable sticky stuff. No, I mean, there's goosenecks that come out of these iPods, and it's like really cool stuff. Flashing blue lights, you know. So you I can't give the sheer up, so like focused on these gadgets. Okay, is everybody here?
So we want to give cover to the rep giving the shoe. We just like lay out our palm pounds and phones. You don't know who's doing what.
I think are these presents?
I thought they leave.
Just leave them as gifts.
They just leave.
It's so sweet of you guys to give me all these recorders.
Press conference. Okay. I want to speak in a very Yesodistika Nakuda here. I want to be Mavar. Everybody knows that Chas L'Moshel starts with Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis and then works into Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. Arvis before the Boiker, night before day. And it's like that with almost every Torah Kazakh, every Halach Kazakh. Shabbos starts night before day, and Kippur starts night before day. Even Tanesim that start in the morning, it's only because it's a Chatzi Tainus, meaning it's missing the first Chatzi. So it always starts night before day. And the Mela, the Gemara says, Tana Hechakoi, the Gemara in the beginning of Brachos, wants to know why does he talk about Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis before he talks about Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris in the second part. So Tana Hechakoi, the Gemara asks the Kasha. Whereas, in other words, it would be Mestaver, I mean, if you were just like a Goy, it would be Mestaver that the day starts in the morning, right? I mean, that would be a more normal thing. But if you're brought up Jewish, it's like very, like you can't even think about the day starting in the day when you wake up. Starts at night. So the Gemara says, Tana Hechakoi, why does he start at night? So the Gemara says, two terutzim. First tarut says, Tana Krokoi, Yixi B'Shach B'Chav Kumecha. Shach b'chav kumecha. Iboy seima laman mibriyase shalaylam si vayi'erev vayiboyker yoyim echad. So it's interesting that there's two mahalchim. There's a mahalach of b'shach b'chav kumecha, and then there's another mahalach mibriyase shalaylam. Now it's baridly that as I was saying that the day starts at night. Everybody said, well, vayi'erev vayiboyker. It's davar pasha that's the way Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But so why didn't the Reb Tzadok Kasha? Why didn't the Gemara immediately say the right answer? That is that Laman Ribriyase Shalai Lam Vayera Vayibayker Yom Echad. That's a normal answer. That's a proper answer. And that's according to the Paiskim. That's the Maskana. There are Nafkaminu Glalacha. Whether you say B'Shach B'Chav Kumecher, whether you say Ribriyase Shalai Lam Vayera Vayibayker Vayera Vayibayker. So you see that Kadosh Baruch Hu started the night before the day. Although Higufa Kasha. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world vayera vayibayker? I guess what it means is, I mean, I don't even know what it means, but what it means is that by the Sheishes Yimei Breishes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every time it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something, he started it off at night. I guess that's the Pashat of Shah, but I just never thought about it that way. It was, he created the night before he created the day. Vayera vayibayker yayim achat. That's the Briyase Shalaylam. So, Higuf HaKasha, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu start at night and not start during the day? And then you have in the Yerushalmi and Brachas, this is the Bavli and Brachas, Yerushalmi and Brachas has a whole long tzettel about this Nekuda. Here it just says, Yibayisayim, Atup Shatim. And the Yerushalmi brings a lot of places where it says that the day should start during the morning, the Yerushalmi. And other places where it says night. Like it's a whole lineup, a whole team. And Rav Yosef Engel, Gilyon Ashas, has a beautiful pirush on the Yerushalmi, Bechlal and Brachas, but he brings many, many places in Halacha where you see that you start at night, and many places in Halacha you say starts during the day. So it seems to be like here's a notable example. Let's give this example. You start Birchas Kriyashma. So how does it start? Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Yotzer Or, Uvarei Choshech, Oseh Shalom, Uvarei Hakol, we say. Bar Yirat says in Tanach's Pasuk. Yotzer Or, Uvarei Choshech. or kodim lelaila, or varich hashem. Why don't we say Seder Hayom, Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch starts, even though Shas, it's very unusual that Shulchan Aruch, and it goes against the Shas. Shas starts with night, so the first siman in Shulchan Aruch should have been Kriyas Shema Shel Arvus. That should have been the first siman. What's the first siman in Shulchan Aruch? Hashkamas Adam Baboiker. So why does Shulchan Aruch start Biyoyim? The Yerushalmi Mamish doesn't like it. Yerushalmi Lamaskana says a different teretz. It says that Ba'emes should have started Perek Sheni Abracha should have been Perek Rishon, and for some reason Rabbi Yehuda Anasi changed it, but it wasn't the right thing. So what's the pshat? So I just I'm not a makubal. I just want to just use a little bit of Kabbalah 101 to try to explain a nakuda over here. I think this much everybody understands that there are even though we live in the world. There are actually Arba Olamos, and all the Sfarim speak about the Arba Olamos. The Arba Olamos is always abbreviated as Abiyah, Aleph Beis Yud Ayin, so it's very easy to remember, Abiyah. And the works, Atzilus, Briya, Yitzira, Asiya. So to make it simple, if you understand this, so forgive my Hasber, but I just want to make it simple, as simple as it could be. Lefi, as much as I could be Masigit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives close to the world of Atzilus. It's a world of total Ruchnius. We live in the world of Asiya. It's a world of Gashmius. You know, touch things, you can feel things, everything is Gashmi. And in between, there's two worlds, Bria and Yetzirah. What does it mean in between? It means that Rechaim Veloshin explains, the first parak in Nefesh HaChaim, explains that the Bria is an ongoing process. Every single millisecond, the Bria is happening again. And the way the Bria works, in other words, it's not the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Chas V'Shalom, an Aristotelian idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and walked away from it. Okay, here's the world, and walked away from it. The whole concept of Hashgacha Pratis has to do with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates and recreates the world and our lives every single second. So, this is a table. The fact that this is a table in a second from now is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates it again as a table. And the reason that you go home and your wife looks ba'arach the same as she looked when you left is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the same Metzias, Nachamol. So that's a matana, that's a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Teva. Reishis Bara Lakim. Lakim is Gematria Teva. Reishis Bara Lakim as Hashemayim Vesaretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we don't like Teva. We always want Nisim. Teva is a gewaldic thing. You know, like one of the most beautiful things in the world is Teva. You know, if you want to relax, so you take a nature walk, right? Teva. Teva is a very beautiful thing. It's a manifestation of Elikus, that he has the koyach to, Baruch Hu manifests the koyach of creating and recreating this something the same way as it was a second earlier. On the same token, Rabbi Chaim Veloshin explains, it's not hard to understand what a nes is. Kriyas Yamsuf. What's a nes? Pashut HaKadosh, different thing was created that second. Different metzias. Like this, the water was going like this. That's Teva. And we would go crazy if it would change every couple of seconds. It would be a tsunami. Right? It would be a horrible thing. But the second that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to change the Teva for whatever reason, it's b'kocho to do it, because anyways he's creating a new metzias every second, so it just creates a little bit different. What goes, Rav Chaim Veloshin was, what goes into the Bria of Teva every single second? So everything goes through the Sishtalshlus of Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Nasiya. It's Nefesh HaChaim. Yeah.
Why is it a greater thing to create thing every second? To create it once and then just interfere when necessary.
Because it shows Hashgacha Pratis. It shows how involved HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the world. But let me answer you deeper, because it's really the next thing I want to say. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide Kaviyachol, what he's going to decide, what he's going to create every second? Like what's the, first of all, what's the point of it, as you're saying? But let me take it a step further. How does it work? So let's say there's a pipeline, like Kilu, like Al Pimashal. There's like a big hopper in heaven where it comes in the Bria. The way that Reb Chaim Vital, not Reb Chaim Veloshin, Reb Chaim Vital explains, he gives a mashal to this just so we can understand it better. He said that let's say you're an inventor. That's his mashal. Let's say you're an inventor. So you have a chop, you have an idea. So it's ki'ilu in a world of ruchnius. It's blurry. It's not a clear thing. But then you go and you talk it out. You talk out the idea. It becomes more clear. Maybe then you write it down on a piece of paper. It comes, mamash takes physical shape. And then you build it. You build a prototype. You build a product. It's mamash in the world of Asiya. The way he understands is something going from ruchnius to gashmius every second. So besides for the nekudah of the world being recreated every second, what's actually happening in that bria, Ruchaim V'lozhin and Ruchaim V'tal, everybody understands, is that things are coming from the world of Atzilus into the world of, through the world of Bria, through the world of Yetzirah, taking more form in Asiya every single second. Look, you stand under the chuppah, this is what you say. The first bracha has to do with Atzilus, the second bracha has to do with Asher Baras, Sasim Asimcha, Asher Yatzaras, Adam Mitzalma, and then finally with the world of Asiya. Everything, once you know this, you'll see every the Birchas HaShachar, and the Birchas HaChuppah, and the Birchas HaMeis, everything that's happening in this world always is going Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya. Always. It's a standard formula that works. Chaim V'lozhin adds this piece. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide in Atzilus Kavyochel what to put into the process that it should come out this way? So he says it's Ma'aseinu. It all has to do, and this is the answer to the question, all has to do with what we're doing. So what does it mean? You have to stop looking at it, he says, like going from top to bottom, and you have to instead look at it like a circle. Let's say the rain cycle. Like, where does the rain come from? The clouds. Where do the clouds get the water from? It evaporates from the earth. And there's a circle. So if we, says Reb Chaim V'lozhin, if our maisim are maisim toivim, so we kind of evaporate that good energy up to the Shemaim, and it comes down into good bria every second. So standard mashal, beis hamikdash. The Gemara says that kemach tchina tachanto. The Beis HaMikdash, when the Romans knocked down the Beis HaMikdash, it was a straw house. The Bavel knocked down. It was a straw house. We already with our Meisim already evaporated. It was the Beis HaMikdash was a bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every second, that was strong. Nobody could touch the Beis HaMikdash. So how is it the Gemara asks? How is it that something that was so untouchable, a Kohen Gadol would go in with one aver, he would die. How could it be that the Babylonians were able to get in there? The answer is that we messed it up. It wasn't them. It wasn't the Nebuchadnezzar. It was us. Why? Because we evaporated Gilai Raish, Vichasdamim, Avodazar. And down came, through Atzilus Bria Yetzirah Asiya, came a different kind of Beis HaMikdash. It was a straw house. So now the enemy can come in and move it aside. I presume, is what I was saying, that the same thing happened in the Bayis Sheni. Sinas Chinam. We evaporated, I don't know if Reb Chaim V'lozhin says that, we evaporated the Sinas Chinam. The Maral says in Netzach Yisrael, Perek Dalad, and all over the Maral and Netzach Yisrael, that the whole Beis HaMikdash is all about Echad, Koyin Echad, Shechin Echad. It's all about Echad. You take away the Achdus from Klal Yisrael, you're evaporating period. When you're evaporating period, you don't have any Beis HaMikdash. So this is something that happens on a regular basis. But the Nekudah is, everything is going from Atzilus Bria Yetzirah Asiya, and Chaim V'lozhin goes on to say that's the Pshat and us being Tzelem Elokim. Tzelem Elokim is Mamash, like we're partners with Elokim. Elokim is the Lashon of Hateva. We're partners with the Ribbono Shel Olam Mamash in what happens in this world. It's not just like it's all Min HaShemayim. The Pshat is that what we, I'll tell you a Chiddush in rain. There's such a thing as acid rain. So acid rain is that when there's so many pollutants in the air or in the ground, if we're like mamash being makalkil the bria with pollutants, so then those pollutants evaporate into the clouds. I'm talking about science, evaporate into the clouds, and they come down as polluted rain, acid rain. So, the tricky thing about acid rain is that you could evaporate the pollutants in India and they can rain down in America. Like, Slavdavka, where what goes up, what comes down. But not necessarily, does it go like an arrow up and fall down on your own head. So, it's a very interesting, just happened to today in the news. There was this this article in the New England Journal of Medicine, which was stated before the Congress, and it says that all the pollutants in the air, you know, like Good Morning, all the pollutants that the big companies are creating, and they name 9 different chemicals that are in the air, have definitely, after 17 years of research, caused brain damage in children. And the lotion of the article was, you only get one chance to develop a brain. Maybe it's not true up in Yiddish, but at least in the United States, they'll get one chance to develop a brain. And it's a weak chance because all of the ADT they claim came from chemical disorders in the air, and it's changed the way the people's brains are developing them. So, like, unbelievable. And then they spoke about the Nekudav, which is why it's on my mind, so the Nekudav acid rain, that it doesn't have to be that you live next door to some factory. You can live 1,000 miles away, and it's having this effect because clouds move. So if you take the Nimshel, the pshat is that the Maisim, and particularly the Maisim of Klal Yisrael, because we're in a stronger level of Selam Elokim, particularly the Maisim of Klal Yisrael that are evaporated, whether it's Ava, or whether it's Chas V'Shalom Sina, or whether it's Kedusha, or whether it's Chas V'Shalom Tuma, it makes a tremendous roshim. You know, if we parade Nevala, so then Chas V'Shalom Nevala comes down into the Bria. If we parade violence, so then violence comes into the Bria. It's such a cause and effect that it's a very clear thing. And if your eyes are open, you see it. You know, you don't have to be like some kind of a spiritual guru to see this. You know, you see it. You see it every day. It's like it's an amazing thing. You know, we're going into politics, but it's such a chlorazach that it's a pella that in the history of Klal Yisrael after all these thousands of years, like people don't get it. Like, you know, why don't they get it? You know, it's like direct cause and effect of the how dangerous it is here, and how the chorban that can be here, based on the maisim of what's going on, particularly in Yerushalayim, Rav Chaim Volozhin says. Okay, put that let's put it on the side for a second. Here's the Nekudah. Big Kiddush. It depends on your point of view. From a Kadosh Baruch Hu's point of view, goes Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. Looking down, so to speak. From our point of view, it goes Asiya, Yitzira, Bria, Atzilus. From a Kadosh Baruch Hu's point of view, it's Vayi Erev, Vayi Boiker. Because Bereisha Chashucha v'Hadu Nahira, the Gemara says that the Bria of Chayshech is in a higher world, believe it or not, than the Bria of Or. It's very simple that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Bria starts as Ruchnius Gemura, and it works into a Bilbul. The Maral also says this at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. You know, the more something is created, if you look in Sefer Bereishis, first Parshas Bereishis, you see that the most common word is Vayavdil. I think 26 times it says Vayavdil, between water and land, between top and bottom. Because as things are created, as they go through this process of creation, it becomes more and more clear and more divided and more sorted out, right? So, Laila, or let's say Erev is a lashon of Eruv. Everything is mixed up. Everything is confusing. Everything is dark. If you want to have something clearer, so it's Boker. Boker is a lashon of clarity. The reason why a shepherd is called a Boker, is because he sorts out the Bakar. What the Radak says, the Pshat, is that he's sorting out each animal. It's not just a glob of animals any longer, you know. So the pshat is things. There's clarity in the world of Asiya, but and there's Eruv. We know the Mashal Kabbalah. If you look at the Shomer Amunah Makadmon, there's such a thing as a Nefesh Neshama Klali. The Neshama Klali breaks down into other. See, what's really happening at a marriage is that a Neshama starts off with one Neshama Klal Yisrael that breaks up into a bunch of pieces, Zachar Nekeva, and then the Zachar Nekeva breaks up, and then the world of Asiya, Zachar Nekeva comes together. Everybody knows you find the other half, but that's the lumdus of it. The Neshama goes from Klali, which is confusion, to everybody. Every one of us here is extremely unique in the world of Asiya. So, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boker, the world of Erev is much closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the world of clarity. We're more comfortable in the world of clarity. We want to see clarity. We want to see, like, why is this happening to me? And why do tzaddik, you know, lama yesh tzaddik v'ra'loi? We want to have those kind of clear things. But in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, there's no kashas. There's no, everything is clear. That's why at night you say, emes ve'amuna. You need emunah. To be a knight, you need emunah. You have to have faith in Hashem. In the morning, Kriya Shema Shel Shachar, Emes, V'yatzi, V'nachim, V'kayim, V'yosher, V'neman, V'ahu, V'chavi, V'nechman, all V'nushim Achas, the Ramah says. Everything's clarity, 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 clarity. When you need Daven Shachar is when you have clarity, when you can see your Chavar clear. You know, that's everything has to be in Chelos Olav, and everything has to do with clarity in the morning, and everything has to do with Mariv Aravim, with everything mixed up at night. So here's the interesting thing. From our point of view, if we're climbing up a ladder of ruchnius, you start with perfect clarity, and we're moving. You move yourself into a place of greater ruchnius, which is more iruv, and you're able to see, able to sort things out, even in choshech. That's a higher level of amunah. So you can get to the world of atzilus. Kadosh Baruch Hu's world of bria, in his world of bria. So he's starting with atzilus, is working his way down. So, Mamela, when we're davening, just important to know, when we're davening shachris in the morning, working our way up, the whole shachris starts in the world of Asiya, Anoisein Lasech Vivina Lahavchin Ben Yom Veloila, right? Shasali Kol Tzarchi, Asher Yatzar Asadim, those are very Asiya things, very, very Gashmius Dika things. You work yourself up to the world of Atzilus Shmanesre, and if you'll take one of these, like a Sephardi Siddur or a Siddur that's based in Kabbalah, you'll see the worlds right there on top of the page. And Shemoneh Esrei is the world of Atzilus. You're standing in front of Hashem with total hispashtus, right? Total in front of, so you're working your way up. So when we're working our way up, we say, first of all, the Seder HaShulchan Aruch, Hashkamas Adam HaBoiker, we're working our way up. But we say in Tefillah, Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech, Or Koidim L'Choshech, Or Koidim L'Choshech. You understand? Because we're starting from a place of earth, and we're working our way up to the place of Chayshah, the higher place. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the world, it's Vayera Vayibayker. It seems to be a Pshukah Bachoykes Bavli Yidrushalvi, but we don't have time. That's like how we should be Mesiaches to specifically Kabbalah Zalmalchu Shemayim. From a human point of view, or from a Shemayim point of view. Kabbalah Zalmalchu Shemayim, Krishma Gufa seems to be you know, there's two ways to look at it, which I think are the two studim, might be the two studim in the Gemara over here. So mibriyase shel olam, you start off. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu being buried in olam. You start with choshech. You know, Sefer HaTanya in Perek Chavav. So he speaks about the Indian of Simcha. It's very, you said, if you don't ever learn Tanya, it's okay with me, but you should learn Perek Chavav. It's very, it starts off, Baram Kagoinda Tzarech Liduya Klal Gadol. He's Klal Gadol, and he says this is one of the biggest Klalim. And the Klal goes something like this. He says that the person, he talks about Simcha, how to be B'Simcha. So he said that, you know, a person is not besimcha because you have certain tsar and you have a lack of clarity. So he said, I'm taking something very complicated and putting it into my simple words, but he says that it's da'alucha lahavin, what he calls oilam diskasya. That's the words he uses. It says lashon oilam diskasya, the covered world, the world that we don't see, the unclear world, is much closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, much emes, a much higher madrega, and to the much, listen to this, a much bigger toiv than the Olam Disgalya. It's a much bigger toiv. So what he says is, I mean, think about it, that like when something is going good for us, it's bracha. I mean, I don't want to change that, but when something's going good for us, that's the bracha, that's a good bracha. When something's not going good for us, that's a bigger bracha. It's a bigger bracha because the Olam Disgalya is higher than the Olam Disgalya. He says in Perek Chavav, and he says a person should chazedus yusoid every single day. Like it's gevaldik to have in the world of Asiya bracha, but it's even more gevaldik to have bracha in a higher world. So what does he say?